Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Dianne Feinstein, who became California's first female senator and went on to serve six terms, the longest of any woman in Senate history, and whose political career was forever changed by the assassination of two colleagues, has died. She was 90. Over her three decades in the Senate, Feinstein transformed from a barrier-breaking member of her party's liberal vanguard, championing the legalization of same-sex marriage and a ban on assault-style weapons, to one of Washington's establishment members, esteemed by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding the government shutdown. Dave Collins has more.
Gaetz questioned McCarthy about alleged payments to conservative influencers, criticizing him on social media, a claim McCarthy denies. Gaetz and other conservatives are urging McCarthy to incorporate substantial spending cuts in any government funding bill.
As that deadline for a potential government shutdown approaches, travelers are looking at the potential impact on flights. Now, Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement and prevent that shutdown, but in the event that a deal is not reached, crucial personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty as they are classified as essential workers. The IRS imposing new rules for ticket resellers. An updated form says anyone who made more than $600 reselling tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster will have to report that money as taxable income. It's a big change from the previous threshold, which was $20,000 in revenue. This is USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final supermoon of the year illuminating the sky, the harvest supermoon, should be reaching its peak shortly. A supermoon happens when the moon's orbit is closest to Earth at the same time the moon is full. Today is National Coffee Day. The National Coffee Association says about two-thirds of Americans drink coffee daily and drink on average about 3 cups per day. The FDA says healthy adults can have 4 to 5 cups daily and stay within the recommended caffeine limit.
I see I'm too late.
Taylor Swift expected to attend this Sunday's Jets-Chiefs game as she continues her getting-to-know-you phase with Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce. There are multiple reports the pop star plans to watch Kelce and the Chiefs take on the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. A Florida teenager and her father were both struck by lightning Wednesday while they were hunting, killing the 16-year-old and injuring her dad. Bailey Holbrook, 16, and her father were hunting when lightning lightning struck a nearby tree. Bailey's father lost consciousness after the incident. When he woke up, he saw his daughter was not breathing. She was transported to a hospital where she was initially stabilized enough to take to a trauma center in critical condition. Holbrook passed away peacefully yesterday, surrounded by her family. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Alex McFarland is going to join us in just a moment, and while we're on standby with him, I want to remind you of what the first president of the United States, George Washington, had to say, and in summary, in his farewell address. Basically, five key points. Number one, remain united. Can you get that? Remain united. In fact, that was one of the key issues. How China was taken over was they bifurcated everybody, and they created this conflict and did everything they could to promote division, because people are, I mean, this all makes sense, you know, this isn't, you know, brain surgery or anything like that. So the most important thing is we can remain united. And so how do we do that? Not through the Republican Party, not Democrat Party, not through the political process, but based on the American idea. The American flag, those righteous ideas and foundational principles on which this country was born. That's what unites us. That's what most of the people, and then I say most, I'm talking about probably about 90-95% of the people, we could agree on these founding principles, okay? So we have to remain united. The second point is the right of the people to change the government through amendments to the Constitution, not activist judges, not executive authorization, use authorization, not through, edicts from the executive branch, but through amendments to the Constitution. That's what's lasting. Because otherwise, every time you change management, you know, we got to start all over again. Okay, we got to get rid of all his ideas, everything. This is what executive orders happen. And meanwhile, everything's so herky-jerky and people don't know what they can count on anymore, especially when it affects our economy. Point three, checks and balances, separation of powers. Absolutely key. You've got to hold people accountable. And there needs to be the separation of powers. This is what the Constitution clearly spells out. And every one of the branches of government, the true branches of government, not counting the deep state. The deep state is a faux branch of government. It is an illegal branch of government, to be honest with you. Okay? We're talking the legislative, judicial, and the executive branch. Those are the legitimate constitutional branches of our government, not the deep state. Point four, it was foreign relations. George Washington warned the dangers of permanent alliance. You know, hey, look at, you know, have a temporary alliance because it's good. It serves your interest for that time and season, but not anything permanent. Okay. I think he might have to acquiesce and decide, well, maybe Israel's a little bit of a different story. But that's, you know, for discussion. But for the most part, you understand where he's coming from. The fifth point, which seems to be abused and ignored greatly, is credit and government borrowing. $33 trillion in debt. Interest payment now is going to far and exceed our military budget. Dr. Alex McFarland is with us right now. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed. Bill, it's good to be with you.
Well, so we're reminded of what George Washington had to say in his farewell address, and these 5 points are so critical that if we followed them, right now we're not united, so we violated one. We've got people that are so much in a hurry to change government, they don't believe in due process and using the legislative body to process, any changes in government. So that's a conflict. Checks and balances and the separation of powers, of course, being strained big time currently under this administration. We saw it, even under, the Trump administration, because of these antithetical powers and the fact that we do not have 3 branches of government. We have what really has amounted to 6. And 3 of those, which come out of the deep state, Alex, as you know, that they're illegal. They should not be operating in this constitutional republic, but they've been able to weasel their way in, and they are wreaking more havoc and damage to our constitutional republic.
Well, I was listening to you give analysis of these, main points from Washington's farewell address. And Bill, this is one of the reasons I appreciate you so much, is because not only you're a very astute and meticulous thinker, you're good at summarizing things and making things succinct. But I really do think the founders would be horrified at what we've become and how, rather than governing morally and responsibly and advocating for the interest of the citizens, we're governing very irresponsibly, spending recklessly, it's evil. And, mm-hmm. and then the other thing is, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I always talk about natural law, belief right. in objective moral truth. I cannot overstate this enough. The founders assumed that this would work, and it did work for nearly 250 years. But I really don't think the founders could have ever dreamed we would be a nation that categorically rejects moral boundaries, even right. even natural law like male and female. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've studied Jefferson, Adams, Benjamin Rush, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Patrick Henry. I've really studied the worldview of the founders in depth, Bill, and I think they would have a sense of hopelessness, and maybe the idea that we would have to start over, that it would take an intervention of God to save America at this point.
Right.
Look, we have journalists, educators, even the hack former scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's not a physicist anymore. And by the way, in academia, as you probably know, one of the quickest ways to get the scorn and derision of your peers is to speak authoritatively outside of your realm of expertise. And here's a physicist lecturing us on human biology, and Neil deGrasse Tyson saying that gender occurs on a spectrum. Absolutely false. There's male and female. Well, if the founders of the country could see us in 2023, $33 trillion in debt, increasing by 800 million every few days, and we don't even know what a male or a female is, and we've got transgender ideologues sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court, and then, people like Kamala Harris, they can't really make a cogent sentence. I think they would say, look, it's hopeless unless God intervenes.
Mm-hmm. Well, God has intervened. I mean, to your point, when you talk about natural law, that is God's infrastructure that was established long before. When we go back to the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God, He created it all. So it's in place. And this is why He laughs when all these silly things come into play. Oh, did God really say He created a man and woman? Did God really say, you know, that, you know, there wasn't a spectrum idea of the sexes? I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, God is intervening. It's just we're not listening. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And so as we continue to be defiant, then we're going to pay the consequences, just like violating gravity. We've got more from Alex after this.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Also, a daily television show that airs live at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk 4 TV. That's Talk TALK, for the number 4, TV.com. Great guest for you this afternoon that you will enjoy. Mike Hill, the former Florida state legislator. Wow, just a sharp guy and great discussion on all things, you know, all things political and with what's going on, especially with the impeachment inquiry that everybody's so excited about. Alex, we have an inquiry because we have to be able to look and see and find out what's going on, because you have to move it to that level and that authorizes our government and the oversight committee to send out subpoenas that these guys can't ignore. And if we're going to know the truth of what's really happened, and really get this thing squared away, I mean, it's amazing that for Donald Trump, it took so little for them to impeach them. But yet, as the Republicans are going through their due diligence and this process, I mean, there's lots of smoke, a little bit of fire. And I think it's just a matter of time before the dots are just irrefutably connected here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the House of Biden has more crimes on its doorstep than perhaps even the House of Clinton, and that's saying a lot, isn't it?
It is, and keep in mind that you got three houses, let's say, maybe four, okay, because you got the House of Clinton, you got the House of John Kerry, House of Biden, and the House of Obama. Nobody's saying anything about Obama. See, this all happened, you know, a lot of this happened under the auspices or under the administration of Barack Obama. But nobody's talking about, wait a minute, do we have a bigger big guy? That maybe there was an unnoted percentage that went to the bigger big guy? I mean, Barack Obama was a micromanager. Anybody knows anything about Barack Obama? I mean, this guy checked out everything. He wasn't fast and loose. And he's letting, three of his key people in his administration run wild and have a side hustle at the expense of the American people. So what's going on here? I'm just asking the question.
Oh, yeah. Well, I well remember during the two Obama terms, there was talk back then of Biden's influence peddling. And, mm-hmm. Even before China money, Biden was being courted by Romania. Do you remember that? The president of Romania came to the White House, and Biden and he were all chummy. And it was just kind of known that Biden, he was the vice president, but wasn't it funny that, I mean, you could tell Obama, I think Obama is profoundly intelligent. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. I don't like his politics. I think he's, when he said he would fundamentally change American government, I mean, he really did. I mean, we took a hard left turn.
Right.
But sometimes conservatives look askance when I say I think Obama is highly, highly intelligent. I didn't say I liked him. I didn't say he was morally good, but I think he is very intelligent. Whereas, Biden does not strike me as a very intelligent person. Mm-hmm. Even back when he was in his prime, if he ever had a prime, he seemed like a guy that was a hustler.
Well, he's a total grifter. I mean, the guy, how many times did he get busted for plagiarism? He could get away with it in Delaware, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about the state in which he represented. And he was basically dying on the vine, been there in Congress all this time. He was a known name in Delaware and all that, and he kept getting reelected. And basically, Barack Obama, brought him out of the ash heap of history and made him vice president.
I don't know if Barack Obama did or if behind the curtain Biden was assigned to him. But you got the impression that Barack had, like, contempt for Joe Biden. Think about this. When Joe Biden served his first term in the Senate, All in the Family was premiering on television. I think it was 71 or 72.
Right. Yeah, somewhere in there. But, yeah, right.
I mean, this goes back 50-plus years. But bless his heart, you know, I don't think Joe Biden could order a hamburger without lying.
Yeah, his... Yeah. His disconnection of the truth is quite obvious. There's no doubt about it. But regardless, I mean, and as you say, how that match was made, you know, because Joe Biden was sold to the American people that he was this foreign affairs genius, right? And even you had an official, was it Bob Gates, who said, you know, in 50 years, Joe Biden had never gotten anything right when it came to foreign policy.
Right.
And so,
foreign policy, you mean selling American secrets for, you know, money. Yeah, I suppose. But, not foreign policy that benefits, you know, the stability and the interest of America. But,
right.
Bill, I was going to ask you, forgive me for, sort of changing gears, if we could. What do you think of the debate?
A train wreck. I mean, that's the two word summary of it. I think that the RNC missed an opportunity. I mean, here it is. They're, you know, national stage. I'm not sure what the ratings. I know the last time it was just short of 13 million in terms of audience ratings, sizable. Maybe a little bit less. My gut says I haven't seen anything official yet. But regardless, I mean, you got millions of people watching, and the RNC missed an opportunity by allowing, you know, these three moderators to come in and just...
Yeah.
Let it get out of control. I mean, they didn't talk about Biden. The questions they asked were, I mean, especially, oh my goodness, the Univision moderator. I mean, wait a minute. You bring her into a conservative venue, and she's asking, you know, prejudicial questions to push her own leftist agenda, which isn't consistent, I can tell you, with the Hispanics that I know of that have been leaving in droves the Democratic Party these days because of the open borders and because of all these other issues that are going on. Their philosophy is not compatible. Hispanics don't believe in killing their babies, okay?
Right.
And the Democratic Party does. So there's big conflict there. But anyway, missed opportunity there. I was glad that at the very end, I mean, disappointed, frankly, and I like Dana Perino. I've liked her over the years, but the way she acted and conducted herself, she was like, I thought she was disrespectful to these candidates and trying to treat them like little kids and everything. I mean, it's like you have, and they missed, again, they missed the point. The point of the debate is for the voter. It's for the viewer. It's not for these moderators. And these moderators keep getting in the way. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you go and you watch a football game. Well, if you know the officials are getting more, you know, airtime and there's more notoriety about the officials, the game's out of control. Because they're to be there just to keep the rules, right? Anyway, you ask me and...
Well, I've moderated quite a number of debates between atheists and theists. I've moderated debates, Lincoln Douglas style.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. Right.
And the moderator needs to be invisible, really.
Yes, exactly.
This is not a time to try to make an image or a name for yourself. And so, yes, I thought it was a missed opportunity. Viewership fell sharply in this second debate, as I'm sure you know.
What was the number? I didn't get the actual number. That's why I said 10 million. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Just saying it should have been five times that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's telling you what's going on. I mean, look at Trump's polling numbers. You know, what's happening on the stage doesn't matter. Right. Exactly.
Hey, were you,
Doc, we're out of time. I got to leave it there till we meet again.
Okay.
Dr. Alex McFarland. Thank you.
Soon.
home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Dianne Feinstein, who became California's first female senator and went on to serve 6 terms, the longest of any woman in Senate history, has died. She was 90. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding the government shutdown. As that shutdown looms, people are watching flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement to prevent the shutdown. If a deal is not reached, personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty. They are classified as essential workers. The IRS imposing new rules for ticket resellers. An updated form says anyone who made more than $600 reselling tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster will have to report that money as taxable income. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Peter Flaherty joining us. He's back to talk about Robert Menendez and other things of consequence regarding ethics and our government. And if we can ever, you know, clean up the mess that we're in the middle of. He's the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Bill.
So how do we approach this, Peter? I mean, at every turn, America has lost confidence in its institutions. The three-letter agencies are all compromised. It's clear, you know, from emails that have, you know, come to the top. And, you know, this is the jarring thing about people who lie, is the truth eventually finds them out. And it's starting to come out, and the American people more and more are seeing that their government is corrupt. And it's not something by accident. This appears to be at every turn because it seems so methodical and consistent that it's by design, not by accident. What do you say?
Well, the case involving Menendez, I think, is very easy for the public to grasp. You have a jacket with Bob Menendez's name on it and stacks of $100 bills found inside the pockets. You have gold bars. You have a Mercedes-Benz, and it's quite clear the relationship between Menendez and his benefactors. Mm-hmm. Many other public corruption cases are more, harder to understand. It's a wink and a nod, but this case is so straightforward, it's unbelievable. But that's not to say that the FBI and the Department of Justice have suddenly decided to do their jobs and suddenly decided to apply the law equally. The Department of Justice has been investigating Bob Menendez on and off for over 10 years. The initial investigation started under Barack Obama when Eric Holder was AG. And there were people within the Obama administration who had it in for Menendez because he was anti-Castro and because he opposed the Iran arms deal. That prosecution ended a mistrial in 2017, and Menendez walked. I believe that Menendez should have resigned in 2017, but here we are 6 years later, and he's still refusing to resign.
Exactly.
In fact, he's going to announce for re-election today.
Right.
It's not a surprise to me. He's incorrigible. He's a survivor. The charges that we face presently are no more serious than the charges he was faced with in 2017.
Exactly. Well, as Dinesh D'Souza says, the things about cons that is consistent is that they never give up the con. They hold on to the con. And so
what's fascinating is this bribery scheme that we're looking at now began right after he was he was not retried by the Justice Department after a mistrial and hung jury in 2017, so he didn't learn a thing. In fact, his co-defendant later went to prison. That's Dr. Salomon Melgen, his largest campaign contributor. He was a co-defendant with Menendez in the 2017 trial, but he was later convicted of Medicare fraud and sentenced to prison for 17 years. Now, his sentence was commuted by President Trump in one of Trump's last days in office, and I believe it was part of a deal involving the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. I believe that the biggest mystery of the 2017 trial is not only why the Justice Department did not seek to retry Menendez, but also why they never flipped Melgen against Menendez. And it's quite clear to me what happened. The Melgen was told, you serve a couple years in jail and then we'll get you out. And that's exactly what happened. Jared Kushner, who's a longtime donor to Menendez and longtime donor to New Jersey Democrats, arranged for President Trump to commute Melgen's sentence in 2017. A really rotten deal.
So that's how the dots are connected, because people are trying to figure out, okay, how is Jared Kushner, connected in all this? And I don't know why and how I missed this, Peter, that Kushner was a donor to Menendez's campaign and to Democrats in New Jersey.
Yeah, and not only that, Menendez was represented in 2017 by an attorney named Abby Lowell, who's presently representing Hunter Biden. And Mr. Lowell was also Jared Kushner's longtime attorney. And so I know exactly what happened. And it's unbelievable how Menendez has survived all these years.
Yeah. Well, you've got to understand what power does and how well protected and isolated and how they circle the wagons to allow themselves to get away with this stuff. I mean, time and time again, I mean, look at all the stuff that we're realizing about Joe Biden. And a lot of this isn't a big surprise. It's stuff that we've known about. You know, the Clintons, I mean, go right on down the list, the corruption that has gone on that they've been able to get away with. I mean, the destruction of evidence. How do you destroy evidence and walk away without any consequence whatsoever?
Good question. I think in the Menendez case and in the Joe Biden case, you have the added dimension of foreign governments being involved. It used to be a crime. It used to be downright disgusting to sell out one's country. But here in the case of Menendez, we have money coming from Egyptian interests. And in the case of Hunter Biden, who shared bank accounts with his father. You have all this money from Ukraine and China. So I think the founding fathers would, I'm sure they're rolling over in their graves now to see how far we've evolved.
Do term limits, you know, solve part of this problem, Peter?
I think they help. Of course, the Supreme Court has ruled that term limits at the federal level for Congress are unconstitutional, but maybe that can be revisited at a future time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it will. But I think that what we're seeing is sort of the plague of professional politicians. I said that Menendez has been investigated by the feds for on and off for over 10 years. Well, it's actually longer than that because he was accused of improprieties when he was mayor, even before he was in Congress and in the Senate. So you have somebody who's made a career basically of corruption, but he's now 69 years old and he's never been made to pay the price.
Right, exactly. Well, you see, and what is the surprise here? I mean, if you want to know what people are going to do, look what they've done. You know, liars lie. I mean, even Blumenthal, of all people, you know, who was caught in a lie, and he came up with a statement, which is interesting because I always think it's quite fascinating when you listen to people because they self-indict. And Blumenthal self-indicted when he made the statement that, you know, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So, you know, whatever, it could be false. You lie in one thing, everything's a lie. And so this comes from the man who lied, you know, about his service to our country. So, but, you know, the people keep reelecting him. And the people need to wake up and take charge of their vote to such a degree to make sure that they're being properly represented instead of having to put up with the shenanigans that we have to put up with right now. Just sidebar, you know, the Senate dealing with some sort of, you know, dress code and decorum. And I still think, Peter, I thought maybe out of revolt, you know, the Republicans might all show up in, you know, shorts and a hoodie just for fun.
Yo, or top hats and morning suits.
Exactly. I mean, this is so absurd. I mean, you're letting somebody, and I said this last week, he's a slob. I mean, he is denigrating the Senate and everything and how people, not only who are in the state of Pennsylvania, but the rest of the country, not to mention the world, who look at this and the rest of the leaders around the world are just scratching their heads going, you got to be kidding me. This is absurd.
Well, I'm concerned about that, but I'm more concerned about Bob Menendez's ward.
Well, we'll bring that back.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We're talking with Peter Flaherty. Peter is the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center, talking about Senator Robert Menendez is indicted on corruption charges. And this time, as Peter outlined and explained, Jared Kushner can't save him. So what is he going to do, Peter? I mean, he's rather defiant, even though he's been told, hey, maybe it's better for everybody that you resign. Supposedly he's going to announce his next run for another term of office as a senator, right?
That's right. Well, I'm hopeful that he'll be convicted and he will go to jail. And you can't serve in the U.S. Senate while you're in a federal penitentiary. I think that that is the ultimate result of this and is the most appropriate result.
Is there going to be enough opposition during this campaign to where, he's not going to jail. You know, he's not one who's been reelected and going to jail.
Well, I do hope the good citizens of New Jersey will vote him out of office. That's the power they have. They did reelect him after the last set of allegations. So maybe they will do better this time.
Peter, again, what makes it all so suspicious is the Democrats have become experts in manipulating the vote, getting the vote. And I mean, they've done a great job. And this is how they've been able to get, people like Senator Menendez reelected, to get the likes of John Fetterman with all his problems elected into office. And there's probably so many other stories along the same line where there's people that you would question their, their ethics and credibility who are serving in our government because of the way, the Democratic Party, you got to give them credit for how they're able to go and get the vote out.
Well, let's look at the Bob Menendez case. Okay. His biggest campaign contributor was a doctor, an eye doctor named Salomon Melgen. Melgen, one year, was the largest Medicare vendor in the country. He was later convicted of Medicare fraud. He would perform unnecessary operations on people. He would bill Medicare and Medicaid for eye operations on people that were already blind. The worst abuse was that he'd get these doses of this liquid that's injected into the eye. He would cut one dose four ways and then bill Medicare four times for the same dose.
For the same dose, wow.
The patients. Yeah, and of course the patients were being shortchanged. So Melgen poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into Menendez's reelection campaigns. One particular gift was in the amount of $600,000, which went to a super PAC supporting Menendez. So you can see the corrupt relationships here. The taxpayers were being fleeced through Medicare fraud. Salomon Melgen was using the money to support Bob Menendez's political career. And then when Melgen became the subject of scrutiny by federal officials, Menendez sought to interfere and stop the criminal investigation of Menendez. In fact, Menendez...
You mean to stop the investigation of Melgen?
I'm sorry,
Menendez.
Melgen.
Yes, right.
Yes, and Menendez even arranged a meeting with the HHS secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, at the time, and even had a House or a Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, attend. So that's the level of firepower he brought to protect Melgen. And notwithstanding all that, Melgen still went to prison. But it just shows you the thorough and total corruption of the electoral process in New Jersey.
Well, it just seems to be, you know, throughout our government, and I get it, some people will say, well, it happens on both sides. But this model sounds eerily familiar with what we're hearing about, you know, today with Joe Biden in Ukraine. And China, and the Clintons, and go down the list. It's John Kerry, this quid pro quo that goes on, and supposedly the ethics committee, for Congress, says, that they should be doing a better job. There shouldn't be insider trading. But meanwhile, they took a pause for a short period of time, but then Nancy Pelosi came back and, everything's, back according to Hoyle, and insider trading is still taking place. They just find a different way to kind of, rename it, just like, Dr. Fauci found a way to rename gain of function. Instead of biological warfare, we're just going to call it gain of function and look at it that way, right? We have a command of the language in such a way that changes the rules and the laws, or changes the rules in such a way that it skirts the law until a new law is taken, is being able to be enacted to stop this problem, this infraction of basically the law, but it becomes an ethics issue, which I know for you, this is something that you're very serious about.
Yes, and the House and Senate ethics committees are absolutely worthless. They might as well be renamed the incumbent protection committees. Mm-hmm. In the case of Menendez, following the 2017 trial, the Senate ethics committee did investigate and act, and they reprimanded Menendez, but they did not take the only appropriate measure, which would have been to recommend expulsion.
Yes.
So I can't think of a clearer failure of the Senate ethics committee. It was almost a joke that they'd reprimand Menendez but not recommend his expulsion.
Now, early on, you said that here they find a jacket, there's gold bars, there's, all this, incriminating evidence. So we have that. Where do we have the other part that, I guess we got the pro quo, but where's the quid, with Egypt?
Yeah, Menendez sought to thwart criminal investigation of his benefactors here, and that's what they were getting. In return for the gifts to Menendez. They also were getting certain commercial relationships protected. There is a company owned by one of the co-defendants who is in the halal beef business, and he ended up with a monopoly on it. and other competitors tried to enter the market, but Menendez took various measures to make sure they were unsuccessful. So there was clearly something in it for both sides. Supreme Court in 2016 had a case called McDonnell, which basically legalized bribery. I thought it was wrongly decided. I thought that the juries are capable of evaluating the facts and sorting out bribery from just constituent service. But the Supreme Court ruled in that case is that you just can't have a bunch of fishy circumstances. Setting up a meeting or making a phone call is not necessarily evidence of bribery. You have to have an actual quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, in this case, it looks like the feds either have it or are very close to it.
It seems, Peter, in light of what's going on here, you know, with the Biden brand and that deal, again, this quid pro quo model seems to be something that elected officials are very comfortable in handling for their own self-interest. Do you have a sense that maybe the dominoes are starting to fall, that, you know, Menendez, even though, yes, okay, it's been going on for 10 years, and Menendez may be, you know, the sacrificial lamb in this situation, or could this be the start of something big to where this really opens up Pandora's box?
Well, I don't know about that, Bill.
Am I being delusional and overly hopeful that would be the case?
But I will say this. Successful crooks conduct their business with a wink and a nod. Mm. And it looks like in this case it was much more than that. They have texts, for instance, that clearly indicate what was going on. In the case of Joe Biden, I think there's a body of evidence that's yet to be revealed. Supposedly, there are phone calls that were recorded in Ukraine between Joe Biden and members of the Ukrainian government. Now,
exactly.
None of us have heard them yet. I am hopeful that we will get to hear them during the impeachment inquiry. I don't know to what extent officials in Ukraine are going to cooperate with this. After all, they're highly dependent on Joe Biden for hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid. So we'll just have to see. But it could be that Joe Biden suffers from the Bob Menendez disease, and that he was much too explicit. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could only hope, because if we're going to get this country back on track, Peter, we've got to get to the point to where we're dealing with the whole truth and nothing but. And it's going to be hard-pressed, because for decades we've been lied to. People have been able to get away with this kind of stuff. And it's pathetic that these are elected officials. And, you know, and I said early on, even with Joe Biden, when they were talking about, you know, $20 million or $10 million, I said, you got to be kidding me. Nobody's going to sell their soul for $10 million at this level. I think you're, before the dust settles on this deal, there's going to be multiple millions of dollars involved here, because you know, that's what thieves do. There's never enough. You know, it's insatiable. It's what Pat Riley used to call the disease of more. Well, Peter Flaherty, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Peter's the chairman of the National Legal Policy Center.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination.